Well, you know, Raleigh Burley, I'm so sad that you're leaving us, although you're not going too far at this point, you know, down the street. But, you know, you came to us in 2016 as an intern, a news intern. I remember the day you walked into the building, you know, and you were looking for, I don't know if you're looking for January Jones, you were looking, I can't remember who, I think it was probably January that you were looking for. She was the news director then. And I thought, who's this kid? You know, I'm Raleigh Burley. Okay. And so then you took off. It was just like this meteoric rise, as they say, because in 4 years you went from news intern to new. Well, it's not, it didn't take you 4 years to go from intern to news director, but you went from intern to news director and program director, and it's been only 4 years. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
And your reporting skills have blossomed, and, you know, I don't want to sound like a mom, but it's just been, it's been absolutely amazing to work with you and to just experience not only your presence, but your bilingual skills and really helping with that here at KDNK and really opening that part of the news and public affairs, just opening that up. And the story angles that you choose and the work that you've done with public affairs hosts and helping them understand the board, you know, how to be on the air, and introducing new hosts, new public affairs shows to the listening audience. So just want to say thank you on behalf of the millions of news teams. No, I'm exaggerating, but on behalf of the news team.
I appreciate that, Amy, and I appreciate all of your mentorship and training with Gavin Dahl and the community of KDNK. I was reflecting with Kathleen Shannon, who's taking over the public affairs coordination, that in training with her, I came to realize that the public affairs hosts of KDNK are some of the people that I most respect mm-hmm. from our community, mm-hmm. some of the wisest, most communicative, outgoing individuals. That
really have a finger on the pulse of the community, mm-hmm. as they say.
Yeah, so it's been a journey of which I am so grateful, and I feel like I've grown a lot mm-hmm. since I first wandered in looking for an internship.
Yeah, you have, in both height and depth.
Thanks. I did pull up some clips
just
for fun. Yeah,
let's talk about that a little bit. I think that's I think it's neat, some of the clips you've brought up. The first one has to do with one of your very first audio projects. You were, what, in the seventh grade at Carbondale Community School. So we're going to hear Raleigh.
As a 13-year-old interviewing my dog.
Sitting here with Kita, my dog. Say hi, Kita. And I'm going to interview her. So, Kita, how long have you lived in this valley? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I'll take that as 2 years. Have you seen a lot of diversity between Anglos and Hispanics, Kita? Interesting, interesting. Continue. All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Kita. You are a big help. Thanks, Kita.
So that wasn't the full project.
That's
but
great.
That was my favorite part.
That's great, and your voice really is a lot younger.
A lot younger. I also found a clip of the first story I did for KDNK News.
What gave you the idea to seriously interview your dog?
You know, I think I was just wandering around with the recorder,
uh-huh.
which has carried through in my style, I think, wandering around with a recorder uh-huh. and searching for interesting sounds continues to inform mm-hmm. my reporting.
Yeah.
Recently, we did this kind of spotlight on the voter polls. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that Nick Pinto and Natalie Spears mm-hmm. were performing music in mm-hmm. front of Town Hall, and a lot of familiar people wandered by. And so that audio was
It was great.
Delightful.
And the other story that I love is the basalt edible garden, the
food
park.
Forest.
Fruit forest, thank you.
Yeah.
I love that story. It's just because you're just all sort of snorfing around going after food, you know, and at the end, Stephanie Sison says something about, I'm really hungry or something. It's just, it's really good. It was a wonderful way to just put us right there in the food forest. It's excellent.
I have the titling on these clips got mixed. And so either this is going to be my first story where I'm interviewing Sandra Lopez in Spanish and in my very early finding my radio voice, or the Leadville historical St. Patrick's Day practice parade, which was just one of my favorite as far as like audio collecting. So we'll see which one we get.
Raleigh Burley, interno de noticias para Kirin K, está haciendo una serie de entrevistas con miembros de la comunidad de inmigrantes que viven acá en la valle del río Roaring Fork. Acá habla con Sandra López, representante de CIRC, una coalición para los derechos de inmigrantes en Colorado.
Yo tengo las mías propias y he escuchado a algunos compañeros que ellos dicen que es preocupante que se desate más el racismo.
So, anyway.
That's great. Your radio voice is like, it sounds like Mike Sullivan on NPR. And it also reminds me of the Radio Rebelde from the Cuban Revolution. Just right out there. And this is what we're hearing. And it's great.
Going for it.
Yeah, I love it.
It developed a lot over time. I also have a clip with Cristal Mariscal during Charlando con la Comunidad, just to give some contrast of
Buenos días.
¿Cómo estás, Cristal?
Sí, todavía no logro conectar los botones al tiempo que tiene que ser, pero ahí estamos.
Pero ahí vamos.
Sí, poco a poquito, lo lograremos.
So a big difference.
Yeah,
there,
so
getting
what,
comfortable on
what
the mic.
Made you decide to go from like this Radio Rebelde voice to really relaxed?
I think I just couldn't sustain the Radio Rebelde. it didn't come naturally. So eventually, I think a lot of being on KDNK for anybody who participates on these airwaves is finding your comfortable voice,
Exactly.
The one that you want to share with.
Exactly.
We have a bit of time left in this newscast.
Do you have another clip?
I've got a couple more clips.
The calendar voices.
That's one of them,
yes,
for sure.
The calendar, community calendar voices. But before we go into that, I just really think that the Latino programming that you really pretty much introduced here, if I remember correctly, we didn't have a whole lot, before Charlando con Cristal and some of the work you've done with CIRC and when Sandra was in Sanctuary, and all of that work has just been phenomenal. And I guess I'm really going to have to bone up on Spanish because my Spanish skills are terrible right now. It's not that I've never learned to speak it. I just haven't practiced and I'm really rusty. And I really don't want to lose that part of our programming. I want to thank you for that.
I saw when you asked me to search for clips that was like a consistent thing through what I offered to KDNK. And I think no matter where I go next, it will continue to be something that I hope to offer to KDNK. So
we'll take you up on that offer.
Possibilities there.
Definitely.
A few of these stories are online. I would say if people want to listen to the Practice St. Patrick's Day Parade audio, that was from 2017 in Trump's first year in office, about how they were combining this Irish heritage in Leadville with Dia de Patria and Fiesta de las Nubes, and recognizing their Latinx heritage and recognizing just the commonalities between these demographics of immigrants who were often Catholic, and recognizing their similarities over their differences.
So I think I'll listen to that again.
It's, I think, a powerful piece.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that one. We are out of time at this stage.
Oh, well, let's just go out with
a couple of
calendar voices. Okay. Oh, yes, and thank you so much, Raleigh Burley.
If I'm remembered for nothing else at KDNK,
thanks very much.
Thank you, Amy.
Here is your community calendar for Saturday, April 22nd.
Here's your community calendar for Tuesday, July 4th, Independence Day, underwritten by the Mount Soprus Rotary Club, meeting every Thursday at noon at Mi Casita in Carbondale. Here's your community calendar.
Good morning, fans.
Here's your community calendar for Monday, January 27th. Here is your community calendar for Saturday, June 24th. Here is your community calendar for Saturday, October 26th. Here's your community calendar for Saturday, October 14th, underwritten by the Mount Soprus Rotary Club. Here's your community calendar for Saturday, September 2nd, underwritten by the Mount Soprus Rotary Club.
Yo, 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 yo. Here is your community sounding board for Friday, April 17th.
Here's your community calendar for Saturday, August 19th. All right, and so this has been just a special review with Amy Haddon Marsh. We do not have time to play immigrant stories. So,
uh-oh.
May as well read the underwriting.
And... yeah, may as well. Sorry, everybody. I know everybody loves immigrant stories, and we do too. We also love Raleigh Burley. Wanted to honor his work at KDNK just this Friday night.
Thank you, everybody, and continue supporting KDNK as I will into eternity.